This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site.
Bards, the original sorghum malt beer.
And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 100! Awkward silence.
100! I wasn't sure if I should just piss or crap. I decided neither. Shot.
Shot?
Today?
Wait, my name's Ingo Weigold.
Oh, I'm not fucking... You know who I am. I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Shot.
Episode 100.
Woo! That's right. We're going to drink a little Captain Morgan, a little private stock.
I protest.
Ingo is protesting. I said, fuck
I
that.
Like, how often, it's Sunday night, for the love of God.
How often do we do
shots?
100 episode. Yeah, that's this is going to work well for me.
I have steady. Okay, to the line.
I'm not going to go over the line.
That's good.
I'll take that
this
one.
This one's yours.
You gotta drive. Just remember, drink
no,
responsibly.
No, I'm not driving anywhere.
You can just remember, you gotta walk.
I have to walk home.
All right. Cheers. 100 episodes, bitches.
To 100 more.
Damn right.
Thank you fuckers.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna hurt. Ooh, actually, pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
What is that? Private stock.
That's the private stock.
I haven't had that in a long time. Ooh, pretty smooth.
That's smooth.
Yeah.
100 episode.
A little chaser here.
Yeah.
A little beard. So, in other news, Greg Jackson.
Go ahead.
Coming
go
off a
that.
Very exciting weekend, of course. Just announced a few days ago.
Yeah.
That
what?
He is now officially has his own MMA belt ranking system at Jackson's MMA.
And why do you think that is?
Money.
Why do you think that is?
Whoa, what the fuck? Whoa, that was sweet. What was that?
I like the burn shit like, for episode 100.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
I don't have a hat on. That's dangerous.
This is a montage to like someone burning their hand on fire. Don't try this at home, kids. Anyways, so he's got his own ranking system.
He said apparently he has enough. They've been doing it there for a while already.
Yeah.
And now they're going to make it official.
What, fucking over fighters? Bringing them in? Bringing them out? Shaka Khan!
Well, he makes a good point, though. He said that how come what? So many fighters are in his camp? If he was so bad, why does he have so many fighters?
There's a huge population in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
They're brimming with
they're people. Brimming with fighters.
Okay.
I don't know. The altitude is very high in Albuquerque.
Must be. Like it is in Atlanta?
That's right. That's what they said, right?
I swear I heard them say the altitude
I heard that
is
too.
A problem.
Wait, what?
Like, what? Did I hear that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what you guys think. I think it's all in the name of money, and it seems like bullshit.
I thought you were going to say all in the name of love.
What was that?
It's all about love,
in the name
man.
Of love. Who sings that song?
I don't know.
Aretha Franklin? Before you break my heart. No.
I don't know. I had some hard rock version in my head.
Stop in the name of love.
No, that I was going a different route.
That's the power of love. Huey Lewis?
Maybe I was going... Nah, I wasn't going to power of love.
Power of love.
I don't know. Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
I got them stuck on my brain.
Really?
I don't know.
Are you hooked on a feeling?
Let's start doing a wave. It's fucking episode 100. This is so epic.
I cannot believe that we did 100 episodes of us idiots sitting in the basement.
We joked about this, like, the first couple episodes. Like,
I can't believe this.
This day will come. It'll be fucking episode 100, and we won't believe it. It's fucking 2 years later. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. So, and when I just start randomly breakdancing, don't mind me.
Off YouTube, flagged. Yeah. Copyright infringement.
Yeah. They brought up 15 songs.
Just
copyright infringer. You can't sing them. You can't even say them. You can't even think of them anymore.
I can't hum the tune even.
Fuck.
Copyrights.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I wasn't driving home. I really would like to do another shot.
See, I did a shot bone.
It was really good.
Oh, I forgot we did a shot. See? That's how we need to start a show.
Every
show?
Your selection of what you can drink is limited, though.
Private stock.
Private stock.
It's smooth.
Okay. Jägermeister?
Can't. I don't think I can do the Jäger.
Can you do, what's the other one? The white version of Jägermeister? The Italian version? Sambuca?
I'll have to check that. You can light those on fire.
I know. And they're really good.
Yeah?
Yep. Well, I had a college and roommate who soaked some things in Sambuca for a few days, and then we did shots. And things got a little hairy.
Big black. Something or other, I'm guessing.
You can say cock.
Oh! He's swearing already.
Oh, terrible. Because well, we just did a commercial before we did the show.
Yeah.
And we had to keep it clean, I think. I don't remember.
Nah, I swore. I can't.
I have to bleep it out. Beep, beep.
I can't talk more than a couple sentences.
No?
Well, it's hard enough to say my words properly because I like to stumble and mumble at times. And then to not swear is a challenge. Right now, I'm thinking about swearing.
Go ahead.
And I'm trying not to. I'm not going to do it.
Not going
to
do it.
A whole rest of the show, no swear.
Okay.
Maybe everyone should drink every time I swear. You can take a shot every time I swear. You're done. You're done.
So I have a question. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss before we bring up this crazy card that we just...
Let's get right into it.
Okay. UFC 145?
145.
In Hotlanta?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about the first fight on the undercard. It was the first Facebook fight where there wasn't a lot of action. Who is this? Brimage versus and Blanco? Guys are fucking having a goddamn cheerleader tryout. Blew the speakers out at the end of the fight, flipping off, flipping out. What's your take on this, Nancy?
Well, if they had
nonsense.
All this energy at the end, why didn't
they?
Why'd
they save it?
Yeah, what? You know, one guy does a backflip, right, and another guy's like, "Oh, I can top that."
It was like a dance off, man. Let's throw down.
Yeah, Joe Rogan seemed disgusted by the whole thing. Just kind of like, what's going on? But I don't know.
It was awkward.
It's silly. That's why they're on the undercard. You know, maybe. These guys will...
Working their way up to the undercard.
Working their way up to the super undercard, extra undercard.
Yeah, to the off Facebook, on Facebook.
Yep.
Hey, it was nice to be able to see all the fights again.
Oh.
Because it was just like Facebook, and then it was
FX,
okay. And then it was Xbox.
Yeah, it was like a two-hour FX show. It's kind of weird. Usually they're just an hour. I like the two-hour thing because I can catch more fights. You know, you got to see, what did you get? Four fights instead of just two?
Yeah. I was expecting more action from some of those fights, too.
Like a lot of decisions.
McDessie and Njokuani. I thought for sure, fireworks! Fireworks!
Yeah.
Not so much. You get to see some exchanges. And Njokuani was sharp with his kicks and whatnot. And McDessie didn't really have an answer for him. So.
Not really.
And a lot of decisions. A lot of split decisions. You had Yamasaki, not the normal Yamasaki, but the other Yamasaki, it's his evil twin brother. It's Bizarro Yamasaki. Fuck it. And he's like, the guys are being active on the ground, and he's like, fuck it. Stand up. You guys aren't improving position. Like, what are you doing?
Get up.
It was horrible. It was one of the worst stand-ups ever.
You know the Yamasaki speak Portuguese fluently?
Hey, Stagasu.
He's the ref on the Ultimate Fighter Brazil.
Hey, chupa mi huevo. Si no toca mi huevo izquierdo.
That's Spanish.
Puta. Well, everything's close to Spanish.
It's not Portuguese.
You can get a, they know what I'm talking about. We love Brazil!
Yes, we do. We love everybody. The shots are kicking in.
That's so awesome.
I love you, man. You're awesome.
It's so hot
this
here.
Is the best show ever.
I feel like I should just put my hood up.
Oh, really? You look kind of gangster with that hood up.
I'm going to take the hat off. I'm just going to go with my hoodie.
Put the hat on top. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, that's not working out. It's so hot with that fucker on.
Yep.
All right.
So let's talk about Matt Brown versus Stephen Thompson.
First off, Wonder Boy needs a new nickname because he's not putting fear into my heart Is it the Wonder Boy or just Wonder Boy? If it has the in front of it, I might be threatened.
It's just Wonder Boy.
See, no. He's got to be the Wonder Boy.
Well,
he
looked really good in his first UFC fight.
Stand up,
crazy
sure.
Karate stuff. And then Matt Brown came in there and was like, oh, well, we can play the stand-up shit, but I can take you down, and we can play around down here, too. And Thompson just looked like a fish out of water down there.
Yes, a little bit.
Got tired. So, and it was pretty sloppy in the third round, I thought. From maybe both guys
a little bit.
So, yeah.
Matt Brown wins.
Matt Brown wins a decision.
Oh, did we mention fight of the night? Sub of the night? KO of the night?
No.
Go. Fight of the night, Hominick. Who was he fighting? Yagin?
Hominick? Yeah, Eddie Yagin. That guy is tough as
Yeah. He looked like a midget, but he was tough as fuck.
Oh my god, that guy's tough.
He was tough as
took
fuck.
Took a beating and kept coming forward, man. It was crazy.
Sub of the night, Brown.
Brown, Chad Griggs.
Kid of the night, Rothwell.
Big Ben, resurgence.
Yeah, we can get into those. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the main card. We're gonna skip the hug fest because there are a couple
Travis
of those.
Travis Brown, Chad Griggs. You want to talk about this? This fight?
Yeah, I want to talk about that. I want to skip over this Mack Danzig hug fest.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And I want to skip over the Mark Bocek hug fest and then get right into the Chad Griggs, Travis Brown.
Very good. Was that on the main card? I forgot.
It was actually on the prelims.
Yes. Should have been on the main card.
Right, but I think they did that. They're crafty over at Zuffa and the UFC. They're trying to lure you in to buying a pay-per-view. Buy it. And then did you notice, we were talking about this, that all the people that were close to fringe in the MMA circle as, like, correspondents are all hired by, like, Fox now. So, like, Karen Bryant working for Fox. Mm-hmm. Ariel Helwani working for somebody.
I think he's, like, Fuel Fox, mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah. So they just, like, sucked up all the A-grade talent.
That leaves room for us.
We got A-minus right here.
D-grade talent.
Team A-minus.
From D to C. Pretty soon we'll be B-minus.
That's right. We're ready to make it happen.
Yes, we are. Vote early, vote often.
That's right.
Tell people. Put us on TV.
Use three fingers, not a fist.
To vote?
Yes. What else would you use for it? That's how I use my mouse, right? Oh, you have one, or maybe it's two fingers. Three if you want to get crazy.
Mouse?
Yeah. Just scroll.
I'll use my whole hand for the mouse.
Uh-oh. He's got a fancy one.
No. That work? Yeah. Just a two-button mouse.
Oh, fair enough.
At home, I got a trackpad, so I just use the two fingers.
He's got all these crazy the techniques thumb. Over here. Very Not good. Up on all this Dexterous new Fandango stuff.
It's all the same stuff, just like on your iPhone.
Yeah.
What were we saying?
We're talking about Chad Griggs and Travis Brown.
Yes. What do you think happened in that fight?
Too much too soon. For Griggs? I think Strikeforce is not the UFC. It looks like a little bit of nerves to me.
Yep.
And Travis Brown comes out.
Guns blazing.
He's not playing. He's like, fuck this. Flying knees. Get you down. Time to submit.
Well, Brown got rocked with a good knee right away. And I think
Griggs got rocked.
And I think after that point, I think he was probably all dazed, and Brown realized this and just took him down. And, you know, the arm triangle was just he made a couple of errors when trying to defend it, it seemed like, or he was just not sure where he was or whatever. And by the time that big dude gets on top of you and gets that locked up, it's too late. I mean, he didn't even apply it properly, according to, like, the
Well, that was what was weird, because he was, like, almost rear naked choking it.
Yeah.
You know, it was some kind of, like...
His arms are so big, I think it doesn't matter when you're... Just like when Brock, you know, submitted...
Yeah. Carwin,
yeah. It didn't Come really... facts. My brain not working. So...
Speaking of facts, I'm going to throw a shout-out right in the middle of your fucking thing.
Go for it!
Shout-out to MMA Facts on Twitter. You could follow them at... Facts, F-A-C-T-S, M-M-A. I'll throw that out later. Sorry. Proceed on, maestro.
I lost my train of thought. Anyways, Travis Brown.
He didn't quite apply it properly.
Yes. Wins via arm triangle, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Arm triangle choke.
Sub of the night.
Sub of the night. Looking good. What do you see next for these guys?
Okay, here you go. Griggs, he needs to fight Brendan Schaub.
I like it.
Done.
Do it.
Loss. Let's settle this. And then Brown, don't push him. Let him just dominate and destroy. Give him winner of Barry Johnson.
Barry Johnson. Okay. I like that.
It'll all work out. I feel like it's getting hot as shit in here.
It's getting hot.
It's like 100 degrees.
The shot is wearing. I got like bartan going. Sorry. It's all good.
All good.
We need to have like another drunken show.
We should. Call
or
the ball.
Have to take a taxi home. He's like, my wife is like, what are you doing? I'm like, do you want me driving home after I drink like a couple 40s and all these
40s duct tape to my hands? What the fuck?
Yes, taxi home, $20, best $20 I ever spent. So we should do that again soon.
Damn right.
When it gets nicer out, and we need to get out of this basement already. Let's go somewhere else. Because
I have these crazy ass fucking bugs that are like 3, maybe 2 inches long, but it could be 3 inches for all I know.
Tape one so we can show them.
Like, duct tape him to the ground? No, video. Like, I'll save you, motherfucker. You're not getting away. Video tape
this bug crawling around. It's literally this big. It's huge.
Well, I told you that last week, like, when we killed one, then I was sitting on the floor and just hanging out, watching, like, Game of Thrones. I wasn't doing anything illicit. I was just hanging out, and then one of them was sitting right next to me.
Eyeballing you?
Yeah. And then we had words.
As long as he's not talking to you, he's like, hey.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Good show,
there?
Huh?
Yeah.
I watched this too.
It was fucking epic. And then I fucking took care of business and shredded him.
Yeah.
Shredded him.
Like sushi.
Yeah. Nice. You're lucky I'd eat them, but I'm not into bugs.
You can fry that shit up. It's probably pretty tasty. Crispy. Crispy.
Yeah. If you're gonna eat a bug, you gotta deep fry that shit. I don't think you just go straight. You can't go raw.
No thanks. No bugs for me.
I'm gonna pass. All right.
All right. So, Hominik Edeyagun.
What's going on with Hominik, man?
I don't know. He takes a beating every time now. He's getting beat up. He looks so good. Like, you know, he had those couple of fights where he was just on fire, and he runs into Jose Aldo, gets his ass beat for 5 rounds, and then it continues on. It just, yeah. I don't understand what's going on.
Proceed.
What are you going to light some shit on fire?
No. I think that's the rule. Anytime someone says on fire, there should be some kind of fire on
the
set.
I don't even know what he's lighting on fire.
Doesn't matter.
So cool. Just disappears. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? He won the fight, but, man, he didn't do it in easy fashion, I would say.
Not so much. And I think I was in a split decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a split, yes. A
lot
29, 28,
of splits.
28, 29, 29, 28.
It was a lot to overcome. It's just weird because it looked like he had a significant reach advantage, but he wasn't using it. He kept getting clocked. Mm-mm. What is going on? He got dropped a couple times in that fight.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just still stemming from the loss of Tompkins in his training camp, like the leader of his training camp. Mm-hmm. These guys are still struggling with that. So
could be.
I don't know. It's like that. You look back to the Aldo fight, too. Like, look how much punishment he took for 4 rounds. He took 4 rounds of punishment, came back in 5th round. Yeah. Hematoma, we had to bring it out and show everybody. The guy had a fucking grapefruit on his head.
Horrible.
Yes. So.
Do you got anything that you'd like to see happen with Hominik next? I mean, he's run through a few guys.
Yeah,
here,
I'd like to see him win a fight next.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a thing.
I just felt a wave of cold air. By the way, did you feel that?
No.
Okay.
What is going on? It's the ghost. It's back.
Yeah.
The ghost.
That means the bug is crawling. Watch yourself.
Well, I mean, you got guys that you got Mendez, Yoki, yeah. Pat Curran. Oh, well, he's over in Bellator. But if he keeps winning, he may end up coming over back to the UFC.
Eddie Alvarez.
That's the rumor on the street that he may be available soon.
Him and Hector.
Hector Lombard. Yep. So, interesting fights possible.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Florian. Did he retire?
I don't know. It depends. What day you ask him?
Ken Flo.
Best nickname in the business.
Ken Flo.
Best nickname.
I like Kenny Florian. He's against steroids. Fuck steroids.
Then I'm against him. Either with or against him. I'll be against him.
No, he spoke out very strongly against that. So.
It's all bullshit.
It's always the little guys.
Yeah. Maybe you need to be on them. I'm
the
just
juice?
Saying.
I don't know. He's a guy who dropped 50 pounds in his UFC career.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Didn't True. He fight? Was
he fought at 185.
His show was at 185, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 40 pounds, whatever it was.
I respect his decision. I just don't agree with it. How's that?
Fair enough.
Fair? Okay. Fair. Let's move along now.
Fair and unbiased. Let's talk about the fight that really hurt me.
The pay-per-view?
No. The Miguel Torres-Michael McDonald fight. When Torres got knocked out, I literally, my heart
you
sank.
You die a little bit?
I think I did.
Ingo died a little bit.
My heart
his
sank.
Soul.
I mean, this guy, I remember watching him in the WEC and he was a destroyer, dude.
Yeah,
he was wrecking people. And it's just not the same guy. And lately, I mean, he gets knocked out, but it's not just like, hey, I'm knocked out. It's like he gets knocked out.
We know what it is.
What is it?
He's had a lot of fights. I think it's an accumulation of fights because he was... I want to say it was in the 40s, probably That's closer true. To 50.
I'll tell you.
At this time. You can go for exact numbers. And you remember he went through that stretch where he had changed his style and wasn't as exciting as he used to be. And this one, it looked like he was coming out to make it exciting.
Yep.
And I appreciate the fact of him trying to make it exciting. It's just this kid, McDonald, is a fucking beast. And he's got knockout power, which is rare for these little dudes. his little pocket Hercules is with the back knee going on. Totally drug-free.
Totally. Just because you're small doesn't mean you're not using drugs. Just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. Size has nothing to do with it.
It's mayhem, Engel.
It's mayhem. So, I mean, it's too bad, so sad. I think in the post-fight, I remember somebody asking Dana about Miguel getting knocked out and all that and what's going to do with him. I don't know. He doesn't have anything else to prove. He's kind of in a similar spot to me like Florian is where, you know, the time is maybe past and now's a good time to just kind of...
Throw out a good rape joke on Twitter for him.
Sure. I mean, do something else. You know, I don't know. Sorry. Train more. He's got his own gym. I'm not saying he shouldn't fight, but maybe he should consider, you know, doing something else. Comment. I don't know if he commentated a few times.
He's really good on Twitter.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because remember, we went a good year. We would always close the show with a tweet from him.
Yep. So, I mean, I'd like to make sure he stays healthy. And who knows at this point if there's even just, you know, damage that's irreparable anymore because of all these knockouts. It's got to do something to you. You get knocked, you know.
Well, that's a scary thing. We kind of touched on that in the past where the sport is still too young that we don't know what are the long-term effects of being an MMA fighter. Like, you see that these NFL players, these guys are so fucked up.
Yep.
And that means that's a cue to drink for all you fans at home. What is it like to be an MMA fighter? Wow, that weight is dangerously close. That's why everything looks off, Ingo.
What weight?
See that 25 on the... No, look over there. See that 25-pound weight? Look where the camera is.
Mm-hmm.
And see, notice how there's not one on the other side?
Yes.
I forgot to take it off. That's why when we started the show, you were saying, hey, something looks off. It's that weight.
Okay. It's weighing the whole room. The whole room is weighing down.
Sorry. I'm noticing things.
You are? Wow. What was in that shot?
Yeah, it's out of control. It was either that and lighting shit on fire. It sparked something in me. I like to burn shit. Not houses, just shit. We should break stuff. We should just start a show.
Break stuff?
Breaking shit. Break shit. Okay. Yeah. You ever break stuff? Like back in the day, we used to... back in college, we used to take a three-man slingshot. We used to put bottles and glass in that three-man slingshot and then fire it into the middle of an intersection.
No, did not do this.
No, 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 this is at like 2 in the morning. There's no cars in this intersection. I just want to hear shit break.
Oh,
I like to hear glass break.
We used to throw furniture. We had bonfires all the time because it was Detroit and... You know, they fires are no big deal. The cops drive by and like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
So we used to throw furniture in.
Hell yeah.
Somebody would bring shit over. Like, the idea was, the whole thing was, is what furniture you can bring. I mean, we threw couches in. The couches in the morning, literally, the frame was not there. It melted down because this fire was so hot. So that's all. I mean, that's what we did.
Well, the fire gets so high. We did that, too. I put a Lazy Boy on top of a grill. In our back.
What the fuck?
Well, we needed a bonfire. I'm like, fuck it. Let's put this Lazy Boy up on this bitch. Let's get it going. God. The flames
burn like that.
Higher than our two-story.
It's almost scary how fast furniture just goes up in flames.
Yeah.
It's very scary. It's instantaneous.
It should be flame retarded.
Yeah, it's not.
Not so
much. Especially old furniture, because in college, you know, you didn't have any new shit.
Maybe it's because all the, like, sex sauces went spilled upon it.
Sex sauce.
What do you want to call it? Accelerant. There we go.
Afterglow.
All those sex lubes.
Something.
Yeah, something. All right, let's move along.
Back to the fights.
We're getting this is in between random and review.
Let's talk Brendan Schaub versus Ben Rothwell.
I'll just say it right now. You got to give credit to Rothwell for coming in some fucking awesome shape, because that sure as shit didn't look like the Rothwell that I've seen in any of his three previous fights in the UFC.
Nope.
And it's like he was getting rocked, and he was doing like all sorts of crazy stuff beforehand, like, gah!
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
His whole
like
strategy was like to move right away from Schaub's right hand, and just slowly, he was just kind of plodding along, just turning right, turning right, turning right.
And he got clipped.
And he got hit pretty hard, and I think Schaub got overzealous and thought, I mean, somebody should have told him in his training camp, listen, this guy's got his ass beat before, and he still kept standing there.
Yeah.
You don't come in there with guns blazing, hands down, because if he hits you once, you're going to go down. And
that's like coming in face down, ass up. It ain't good for your health.
No. Usually not.
I don't know where I'm going with that. But keep going. Keep going.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought Schaub was doing quite well until that happened, and he decided to come charging in like a crazy bull.
Yeah.
You know, like he thought he was like going to knock this guy out.
Yeah. There was like what? Who is that? Scott Smith. Yeah. That fight.
Yeah. Similar. Yeah. Versus and, Scott Smith. Yes.
Drago.
I got no. My brain is broken.
So. Matt Serra's student.
Oh.
Drago.
Drago.
Yeah.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a big melon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big melon. Looks like Drago. So, I don't know what you got to say about Shaw, but the guy, you know, has been getting knocked out left and right lately. And people question his chin. I wouldn't go that far. I would just say I would question his strategy.
He wants to get shit finished.
Yeah, and he seems too eager to.
He's a little too amped up. Yeah. He's pace himself a little bit.
He's got the skills. He's athletic and all that stuff. And online, some people were saying, you know, maybe the guy's got, you know, issues with his brain being scrambled from playing football, you know, and that's why when he takes shots, you know, it's worse.
Could be.
But those guys are big, you know. I mean, I think anybody gets clipped hard.
It's the heavyweight division. That's why I love these fights. Yeah. Pretty much it's going to end in the first round in dramatic fashion,
yep.
One way or the other. And Schaub, I didn't know he was an awesome dancer.
No.
Did his Macarena.
His air guard. He's like air guarding. I mean, I hate to make fun, but online there's like all these gifts now. People are putting them in fucking.
That was the most epic knockout response ever. I like air guard. I'm going to go with that.
Air guard, yeah.
Holy shit.
Instead of half guard, full guard, it's air guard. I mean, he was literally, I think you could see
his eyes. His eyes were rolled
back. I swear
back.
To God, he was looking this way, and he thought he was seeing his opponent, like, in that direction.
It was just muscle memory at that point. He wasn't just.
Yeah. I mean, he got knocked pretty hard, and it's unfortunate. What are you going to do, you know? This is the UFC. This is the top-level guys. This is the best of the best, and. You know, Rothwell came in and proved us all wrong. Well, did I pick Rothwell? I did.
You did.
I did.
Good for you.
Yes. He looked in the best shape I've ever seen him, like you said, and hopefully he continues that.
Yeah, because he also said, too, like, if he would have lost this fight, he would have retired from MMA.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So that's why he was, like, super emotional when he was in that post-fight interview with Joe Rogan. He was like, man, shit would have went down had he lost it, but... Kudos to him for winning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see next for these guys?
For Rothwell?
Yeah.
Rothwell, I don't know. We were just talking about this, and I can't remember.
Schaub, we were going to give him Griggs.
Yeah, Schaub versus Griggs.
Make that one happen.
Rothwell, I was thinking, since Roy Nelson doesn't have a dancing partner anymore.
That's a possibility.
Maybe we should do Roy Nelson. And I remember there was some unfinished business here. Roy Nelson and Roy Nelson and Ben Rothwell have fought in the past. And there was a split decision. That's what it was. It was actually here in Illinois. Back in 2007, they had a split. And Nelson, he lost.
Thank you. Sorry. I was holding for it. I'm waiting. He's going to tell me something.
I don't know. I got alcohol in the brain.
It's all good.
It's not working.
That is like a short circuit, like a son of a bitch.
It is.
It's pathetic because it's like a shot. That doesn't mention the 17 shots he took beforehand.
Yeah.
He's out of control. I can't even contain this guy. He's such a fucking crazy alcoholic. He comes over, and he's like, goes right to my liquor cabinet.
Just like pouring it down.
Pouring him down.
He's right now.
Like, here, don't hurt anybody in my house. Just take all my alcohols.
Take your alcohol.
Yeah.
That's all good. The bottle's almost empty.
Exactly.
I'm all good.
Private stock my ass. That's Engel stock.
That's right. Nice. I mean, that's who we got. And then do we want to talk about your boy?
Which one?
Mr. Rory McDonald versus Jay Mills, who everyone online said, whoa, you shouldn't discredit this guy.
Well, according to Joe Rogan, he is the most underrated fighter in 170. He has the best ground game I've ever heard of. And I understand he's got to sell the fight because it's co-main event. But I was explaining this fight to our friend Keith beforehand. I said, listen, this guy's got no ground game. As soon as it goes down, it's over. Mm-hmm. It's over. I'll tell you what, McDonald, I said it once and say it again. The guy's a fucking beast. It's like you're watching another John Jones type of fighter because he's so young and he's so diverse with his skills.
Yep.
He may not be as creative, but he is certainly as fucking dominant because now he's just finishing people left and right.
Yep.
This was just a weird matchup. We talked about it beforehand. Like, why did they do this? I think they just wanted to have him beat someone in dramatic fashion.
Maybe, yeah.
And when he got him down, when he got Mills down, McDonald, he's like wailing on his face, and he's got this golf ball developing and this cut and another cut, and it's almost like he's like a goddamn golfer trying to get that golf ball because he just kept working it and working it. Like, I got to get it. And like, oh, they could have stopped it after the first round.
Yeah, he was beat up.
He was beat the fuck after the first round, and then, man.
It was brutal. He had like 4 or 5 cuts on his face, Che Mills, and I mean, I don't know. I think the corner wasn't, he didn't, obviously fighters don't want to stop fighting, but somebody should have been like,
the corner probably might want to throw the towel in. I don't know, but you're here nor there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they don't stop it. What fight was that? I was just watching a fight. I think it was a Bellator fight. Someone threw the fucking towel in, and they said it was the ref's discretion whether or not he wants to accept
the towel being thrown in.
I'm like, what is that? If your corner throws a towel in, it's over.
Yes.
Because it went, I don't think the ref saw it. It was way behind him, but still. You're throwing a towel in, that fight's over. Done.
Maybe they should give him guns. And they stun gun. I will fucking stun gun taser. The ref.
Take the ref down. I'll fucking take care of myself.
Wait, if there's no ref, though, then what happens?
Corners jump in. Then it turns into Diaz Mayhem.
Yes.
Or Falcao, whatever.
I heard about this. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I heard there were some
punches exchange
rumblings going on post-fight in that whole scenario.
Yeah.
I mean, Rory McDonald, you had mentioned this when the fight started. You're like, whoa, this guy looks like he's changed his body style, like, a lot. His upper body looks so much bigger. I mean, the kid just looks like he's really
growing. Like, yeah. Like the frame, I think, got bigger. Like,
yeah.
Not Phil Davis big, but. No, we're getting up there.
He's getting up there. And, they were saying that he trains with GSP, and GSP really is hot on this guy. He's really...
He's gay on him? Is that where you're trying to go?
No. Oh, he's just saying he's like the guy who's going to replace me, basically. And
true.
People online are trying to talk about, you know, having this guy fight GSP already. Hmm. I think we both agree that's probably too much too soon.
They're never going to fight, too. So.
Yeah. What do you think... You know, that they should do for Rory. Should they keep building him up? So, easy fight, now he needs something a little tougher.
I would just go for a good. So, I'll give him. You don't agree with this one, but the winner of Koscheck and. What's his face? Hendricks.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It might be a little too much. I think he can handle it, but.
I mean, you're talking.
You do want to build him. I think it's like you need to time the. Like, how long is GSP going to continue fighting for?
Yeah.
And then when do you want McDonald to take the title? So,
well, you got guys
to race it out.
In line, though, you got, okay, BJ Penn, who's talking about making a comeback, which would be, you'd say, okay, BJ Penn, but, I mean, yeah, but still, BJ Penn is not the same BJ Penn he was 5 years ago, unless he decides to train his ass off again like he did for, like, the Diego Sanchez fight.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a different story, but I'd like to see him fight that Jake Shields, John Fitch. Nick Diaz, if he ever comes back, Jake Ellenberger, there's all these guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to see him fight a tougher opponent. I don't think Che is even on this top 25 here.
No,
he's not. I'm looking at the rankings on
Blood. He was severely underrated.
Well, I don't doubt the guy's good, and his stand-up looked pretty tough. But I think once he got to the ground, like you had mentioned, it just wasn't the same.
Not so scenario. Much.
So now he's gonna light some shit on fire. What what are those, anyways?
I can't tell. It's a magician. It's
freaking awesome. This is like, it's got some gunpowder in them or something?
It's called flash paper.
Oh, sweet.
You can find it at your local magic store. I should just store.
At work. Whenever I leave the room, I should be like, I'm out of here.
Just throw that out. I bought it, you know, so many years ago, I bought that.
It still works. It's pretty awesome.
I was like, fucking, I got to find this. I know I have it. It's flames from your fingertips, Ingo.
Is that how they do it? How do the light hot
for use by professionals at their own risk? Use with extreme care.
Okay. How do you light them if you're a magician?
Keep away from children. Yeah. Okay.
They burn up so fast. How much harm can they?
Oh no!
Last one.
I have one left. I'll have to save that. I'm gonna buy a buttload of this.
They're pretty cool.
Fucking shitload. Anyways.
Anyways, That will bring us to our favorite part of the show.
Piss break?
Sponsors!
One of those. Nah, I don't have to go.
We have MMAHQ.com, the world's best daily deal site, featuring the latest fighters, trends, and brands. We sell one item per day until it's sold out. Go there, be square, do all that shit. Also, we
just
have...
Just be gay on MMA. Go buy your shit. That means be happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
That's right.
BJJHQ, martialartsupply.com. You can get us banned from YouTube.
I want to see how many fucking song references you can bring up in this.
Okay, so let's keep it rolling.
We're probably about six right now.
We also have betdsi.com, where you can bet on MMA and other sports and everything else. Please check the legality of gambling in your country.
I like a disclaimer all of a sudden. What the fuck are you talking about? Just remember, you can always enter MMA Nuts code and you'll get some sort of a bonus.
A bonus. Just, enter, just enter BBC as a special code and they will email you a big black cock. Okay.
You're going to get something. It might be morning. 17 inches, but goddamn.
You're going to wake up in the morning.
It'll feel good.
Like, oh, what's this? I got an email from BetDSI. It'll be a big black cock.
And why is my ass bleeding? Don't worry.
Also, we are also sponsored by the best beer in MMA.
In the business and MMA. And people are like, cool. I didn't know MMA was about bars.
Speaking of which, we just had some freaking bison chili. And yeah. I used your friend Bard's beer in the chili. And it was mighty delicious.
Delicious.
Yes. So I recommend. Matt, we'll talk more.
Yeah, Bard's the best gluten-free beer in the business. Craft beer. It happens to be gluten-free. Go to bardsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you. Go get some. Try it. Like it.
Bard's beer.
Go to a baseball game. Who sent that to us? Ryan Smith. He said he was at a baseball game.
Drinking Bard's?
They were serving it.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's actually good.
It's pretty tasty. It's different, but tasty.
Depends. I don't have that many choices. It's three. This is number one.
Speaking of number one, shall we talk about the fight that this card had epicness written all over because of? And unfortunately, we got five rounds of just kind of somewhat weirdness and strange game plans. And what was your thought on Rashad Evans and John Jones and the whole matchup and just in general?
I want to talk about the game plan. I wanted to start and say I think it was the worst game plan that I've ever seen fought, because here you have Rashad Evans, who's in my mind, and I would make the bet again. I'd fucking bet on Evans every day of the week in this fight. Looking back upon my thought making and decision making process on this, he didn't use his best weapon. Like if you're good at wrestling and you're known for, I forgot what the stat was. I think he's taken the most people down in the light heavyweight division. Why are you not using your best weapon? We didn't use it in the first round. We didn't use it in the second round. We half-assed attempted it in the third round. And then I think we shot a couple other times. But he fought John Jones' fight. Whether or not he was mesmerized, I forgot what his quotes were of what happened. Mental block. He out-slicked me. He didn't want to force a shot. He felt flat. He was afraid of the front kick of John Jones.
Well, if he's jamming him, how can he front kick the guy? It's pretty difficult to front kick when you're, you know, 2 feet away from somebody. Is it, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Rashad said, I think either in the post fight or in one of the other interviews, mm-hmm. that Jones, when he uses those kicks, those crazy front kicks to the knee, and one of them fucked up his leg or something. And he said after that point, he didn't feel like he had the mobility to drop down.
Oh, yeah,
and
he
shoot
said
in.
He was throwing a leg kick, and John checked it with his knee, mm-hmm. and it jacked him up, so he didn't have the spring in his foot. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, from the get-go, though, he played the kickboxing game against a guy who's got way bigger reach than he does, mm-hmm. and who, you know, is known for his crazy striking. So, I mean, I don't know. I never heard his corner yelling at him to do something different.
I kept waiting. I'm like, when is he going to go for the takedown?
Yeah.
When is he going to shoot the double at him?
And I think in the fourth and fifth round, maybe Rashad was just trying to – he went from a guy trying to win a fight to a guy trying to just survive.
Not get finished.
And I can respect that because obviously both guys are tough. Rashad is a very good fighter. It just seems like, you know, for the all the hype that was leading into this and all the animosity and everything else, it's almost like, did Jones beat off his mean face? Is that what happened? Like, same like Diego Sanchez got a beat off by BJ? You know, like, is that what happened in this fight? Like, did Jones break Rashad's kind of spirit and anger, and did he just slowly whittle that away with the whole pitter-patter and then the elbow? And
well, I think the elbows was a decision maker for him.
Yeah.
He didn't have a choice in that one. But Jones, even in the post-fight press conference, was saying he was a little bit intimidated. So his timing was a little bit off. It's just,
yeah.
It's like both guys were off in this fight. So I think training partner versus training partner, there were still feelings for each other on each side and didn't want to hurt each other.
Maybe.
Per se.
I could see that.
And then that's why you see this fight, you know, Jones isn't able to finish him.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad, credit to him for going to five rounds and not getting finished. And then credit to Jones for going through five rounds. First time, so mm-hmm. first time. What are you gonna say? I don't know. I was not impressed. It was a big letdown when you have all this build up, and then, man, everyone wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, I would have liked to see some. I would have liked to see Rashad go for it in the fifth round at least. I mean, his corner had to have been saying, "Hey, you're losing this thing. You got it. Mm-hmm. You want to win this fight. You got to do something." But I think a guy like Rashad, maybe in the fifth round, says, "You know. All right, I've lost. I'll live to fight another day. I'll just kind of, you know, take my licks here and I'll figure it out next time." So, you know, obviously Jones is a tough nut to crack. The guy's got all these skills, and I mean, nobody's really figured it out. It's
like, who's gonna fucking beat him?
Dan Anderson.
This was the best chance out of anybody. Yeah. It's got to be a guy that's a strong wrestler. Who's the best wrestler in the 205? It's Rashad. Anybody else is going to get destroyed.
Well, I mean, you know.
And here's another question. Is it because Jones is fighting all these guys that may be a little bit past their prime? Is that why he's having such a run? It's weird because it's almost like his skill set would destroy everybody, but now all the guys that were good are like probably two fights away from retirement when you look at them all. If you look at Shogun, you look at Rampage. Not Machida so much, but everyone else.
Not Rashad, I don't think. Right?
No, he's not either. But he's 33-ish in that, you know, 33 range. But he could fight till 36, 37.
Yeah,
even
he's got 38. A few more years in him and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I think he's just become this guy.
Manny Shenko. Sorry.
Yeah, good point.
Get that
he's
one
become
in there.
This guy who guys go in and they feel like, you know, maybe he's already beaten them before. Just like Anderson Silva. I talked to Comprito about this. It seems like the guy has this aura about him where guys come in and they just feel like they've already lost.
They've beaten themselves before they stepped in.
How can I beat this guy? Is what, you know, instead of with Anderson Silva, like Comprito always says, like the way you beat that guy, you just got to get in his grill. You can't let him be his funky self. And
no,
because
he
thing.
Takes that 3 minutes to get his timing and then you're fucked.
Yep.
And that's why Sonnen was able to like dictate.
Because he just
shit.
went right after him. Yep. And that's what I've. Wish Rashad would have done in this fight.
Yeah.
But he was very tentative. And, you know, speaking of who one interesting thing is they mentioned Dan Henderson's going to fight Jones next. And the one factor I think Dan has that maybe no one's had yet, I know I keep saying this about Jones, he keeps proving me wrong, but the wrestling, the Greco, the clinch, Dan Henderson's pretty tough in the clinch.
He'll just push kick him away.
You think so?
Yep.
I think Dan's going to try to lock up with him. And that's really the one thing we have seen Jones be very dominant in. But no one has had an answer, and I think Dan Henderson may have an answer for him. And of course, the H bomb.
44. How old is that fucker now?
He's 40, up there. But he's got the good stuff. He's got the TRT.
He does.
He's all set.
He's old enough to be Jones's dad, for fuck's sake.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? It's true.
Hey, old man strength. You know, maybe shit goes down. I don't know. But you know, obviously Jones is. Who do you like for Rashad to face next?
Oh, we're talking about this. I think him and Machida should rematch.
Yeah.
Machida's been on this downfall. Like, remember him? He was undefeated. No one could crack this motherfucker. And then, you know, look at his last four fights. He's won one of his last four, and the only person he beat in that stretch was Couture with some fancy karate kid shit, you know? So I think Rashad wants to get that fight back. They're both coming off a loss. And make
do
that
it up.
Happen,
I
man.
Like it. It's interesting. Both guys are in the same point in their careers, I think. So that'll be fun. I think I'll hope they do that. So Okay. Overall, UFC 145 on a rating of 1 to 10. What do you got?
Pissing my pants. Lukewarm.
Yeah. Like a 6? Six.
That's a solid 6.
Yeah. Pretty good. I have to say the experience on Xbox was pretty solid. Really easy. The only thing I don't like is you have to do it on the actual Xbox. I was not able to order it on the website. I don't know if you...
No, I just did it on the Xbox.
They should allow you to do it on your Xbox.com or on UFC.com. So this is a fucking pain in the ass trying to enter all this information.
You have the keyboard that you just plug into your controller? Mm. I bought that. Yeah, it was like $20. So I go, click! No, I'm text messaging.
No wonder. No, I don't have that. Maybe I should get that. But other than that, it was pretty smooth experience. It was pretty. The HD stream was not a glitch.
Flawless. Yeah. No issues except for random. I don't know if it was your TV, the Kinect, like randomly turning the volume off. Out. Like
yeah,
the Kinect knows we're watching UFC. The
Kinect was freaking out. Well, because it's like geared to me, so I think when I was walking in the room from like getting a beer or whatever, it would pick me up and it was like, oh, you want to do
it's
something?
It's like, oh, he's got pants on now.
Oops. I don't want to do anything.
Shut down.
Usually I connect naked.
And then just puts a blur right here.
That's right.
It's all good.
Yeah, I agree. So shall we get to the favorite part of the show, which is the viewer mail?
Sure.
Did you post a question?
Yes.
You did? Let's see.
Go ahead. So I was going to light some shit on fire.
You were?
I did.
All right, let's see.
Continue.
All right. I got questions. Email, questions so. Up to Wasu here.
Go ahead.
All right, Ryan Smith would like to know if you think John Jones should move up to heavyweight if he beats Dan Anderson.
Not yet. I'd like to see him fight a few more people, but it almost looks like his body type may dictate that before he wants to fight as many fights as he wants to fight at 205.
Okay.
Like that.
Fair enough.
Because I want to say he said he was walking around about 230 right now, so I wonder how bad that cut is on him right now.
Yeah. And as you get older, you know, weight starts to, your organs get heavier, and naturally your body just gains weight, you know, from even if you're in shape. So that might be tough. If he starts getting into that 240 walking around range, that's a long cut.
Yeah, that you don't want to be Anthony Rumble Johnson cutter.
Trying to cut down?
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's cleared out his division yet. I definitely think there's fights to be made.
Yeah, Dan Henderson.
Well, Dan Henderson.
And then it's like, where do you go from there?
If he wins again.
I don't want Gustafsson to go up that quick, though.
So, I mean, you got a super fight possibility. I think Silva should fight John Jones as that should be his last fight.
A retirement.
Yeah, dude, those guys could make crazy money on that fight if they sell that right.
Dude, they could, but I don't think Silva wants to take that fight because he knows he'll get wrecked.
Probably. But I'd like to see it.
Sure.
So that would be a 205.
Just like GSP and Anderson Silva?
That'll never happen.
No, remember how they were pumping that for so long? Yeah, yeah, Dana. I'm like, you guys aren't going to do that. You're not going to put your money machines against each other.
It's stupid. Yeah, no reason to. Okay, so Brandon Wheaton would like to know, and I don't know if we've covered this, but I don't think we have. What's up with no one mentioning the fact that the UFC sponsors John Jones? Do you think there's a conflict of interest there, or do you find that awkward? Or
It's a little awkward because I was thinking, too, like, do you see the NFL sponsoring somebody?
No.
But Major League Baseball?
Is the UFC brand really part of, like, Dana White and the UFC, or is it just, like, a marketing firm type thing?
Well, it's to sell merchandise. That's what it is. So, yeah. I mean, is there a problem with it? Probably not.
Do they sponsor other fighters?
No, Jones is the first one that I've heard of. Hmm. So it's, I think you're in that, it's awkward.
Yeah.
But, okay. Why him? They think he's going to be champion for a long time, I guess.
Yeah, they're putting all their eggs in that basket. Mm-hmm. He's negotiating with Nike and all that, trying to get shit done. So now that he won, he'll probably get it. I mean, I think his family is known for athleticism, and, mm-hmm. and they have guys in the NFL and about to be drafted in the NFL, so... yeah, I don't know. I think it's bullshit, but whatever. If they wanted to pay him more money, they should just pay him more money, you know, instead of sponsoring him.
If they wanted to sell more merchandise, man, so.
I guess.
Wear the UFC all the time. Don't wear this Nike bullshit.
John Jones.
Yeah.
UFC.
Damn right.
All right, let's see. Brandon wants to know if we've ever wife swapped. No.
Just brother swapped, not wives.
Brother swapped? Look at that.
Sister swap.
Okay, sister swap. Brandon,
you crazy. My dog's fucker. Getting out of control. I hear barking.
It's all good.
Could be trouble.
No, it's all good.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that good. Sounded like it was...
Woo!
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Gunnar Snorri Arnason. Wow, that guy must be from Sweden. You would like to know how many times a week do we train? Yes, jiu-jitsu specifically, but how many times?
Go ahead, jiu-jitsu man. How many times do you train?
Two or three times. I last week I did 5, and the week before I did 6, but...
Out of control.
If I could, I would train all the time, but the problem is I got
to
work.
Are you ready to spar me? Are you going to beat me now?
Jiu-jitsu? Probably yeah. not. You're still... my technique is not that crisp. I tell you what, though.
What?
I've noticed that it's weird, because like, this sport is so strange. I was really frustrated last week, just like... I was going to quit. I'm like, fuck this. I'm getting my ass kicked. Everything hurts. My body's killing me. And then, you know, come this week, things are better, and I got a stripe on my belt. And it was like, okay, so maybe does it mean I'm getting better? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe is there some notice of, you know, I just notice small little things, you know, that I'm starting to do more regularly now. But it just feels like it's such a slow progress for me. That's what's frustrating. Because I'm usually pretty good at just ramping it up, you know, to going from being shitty to really getting good at stuff, but not jiu-jitsu. It's just, like, so small, and I don't know. Maybe our team is just really good. I don't know if that's part of the problem.
Probably.
Everybody's really, really solid.
We'll have to roll and see where
we can try. And you know what? I did no gi last week, and it felt so weird because I've been rolling with the gi only. It's almost – I think the two sports are totally different because there's no grips and there's no, like – It's just really strange rolling no gi. So if we're gonna do no gi, I have to practice a little first.
I'll put on a gi. I don't give a shit. Okay. Let you get an advantage.
Then I got
up
some
on
shit.
Me.
I got some.
Well,
shit
that's
in
what
gi.
Caprito was saying. It's like the no gi. It's like you can use your strength. So like strength and technique are here at that point. So it's like that's where I had such an advantage on at times.
Because I got some funky ass moves. I learned some
you
crazy
bring
shit
all that
from
shit.
The guard
I'm,
and stuff.
I'm ready.
Pulling all crazy nuts out. So I surprised myself a couple times this week where I did some stuff we learned a couple weeks ago, and I just did it without thinking. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, like taking the guy's back from like in my butterfly guard. You can do like this funky ass move where you get in between, I have to show you, get in between and like sweep around, and then all of a sudden you're on the back. It's like, whoa, did I just do that? I didn't even think about it. So yeah, the gi's totally different, but.
Yeah, I hate the fucking gi. I can't stand it just because it's like I'm wearing a straight jacket, but.
Get used to it. Grips, you know, everything's different. Everything's more slow. And if a guy's really strong, you can really, if you get decent grips, I think you can slow down that whole transition. Yeah, passing guard. You can really kind of lock people down if you want to. Mm. So I don't know what's more realistic or not. Eddie Bravo would say no-gi, but.
I always like the no-gi.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because I always try to equate everything to, like, what's going to be real world? You know, what's real world?
Probably no gi.
Probably going to be in a t-shirt and jeans, and that's probably more no gi versus gi.
Yeah. Unless it's winter time, then you got the coat.
Well, I'm always looking at it. For my training, it's always like a self-defense scenario. So not that I'm going to be fucking throwing down anytime soon, but if it is, it's going to be a self-defense situation. So it's always like equating to that. That's why I always had issues with like when I'm training this way or that way, I'm like, why am I going to do this? If I'm doing this, I want to get back to my feet, you know. I always want to get back to the feet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
in a street fight, for sure, you don't want to hang around on the ground.
Not so much.
Because there could be buddies ready to kick you in the head.
You don't want to be there, trust
you
me.
You never know.
Nothing good is going to come of it.
Yep. So that's jiu-jitsu. Let's see what else we got. I don't know. Andrew Roknick would like to know, orange juice or apple juice?
Right. Grapefruit juice.
No juice for me. I don't
take
like,
that. You gotta get the fresh squeeze. Don't buy any of the juices from concentrate because they use these flavor packs and they do all sorts of crazy shit to that stuff. So any kind of juice, get it fresh squeezed.
I don't like juice. I don't drink it. So sorry.
It's all right. It's all good.
Too much sugar for me.
Some people like bananas.
I do like bananas.
Or pickles. They like them big.
I like big pickles, too. I don't even chew them. I just swallow them.
It takes them down the wall.
Okay.
He just likes to put them in his RFI.
Let's see. All right. Here's a great question.
What?
What is your favorite memory from the last 100 episodes? Does anything stick out in your mind? that you really...
Well, we have this one moment where we couldn't even air it. It was the only time we edited a show because it was borderline racist. And we had to shoot it out to a bunch of people, like, what do you think about this? It was funny as... We're both fucking crying, but it was borderline racist. I'm like, if it's borderline, you can't air it.
Yes.
You can't air it.
Thinking back now, I wish we would have, because...
It's actually fine.
He said something, and then I made a comment, and then we lost our shit, and for probably, what, 15 minutes?
We just could never get it back together.
We tried to start the show back up, and then we just couldn't do it. It's just like, every time you started cracking up, and I just fell. It was hilarious. Yeah, that was a crazy moment.
That was fun. I liked when I pulled out the dart gun at one point and started shooting that, or the time Ingo gave me the humping dog and, like, pumped my computer all full of Vi-Ri.
Yep.
That one's somewhere over there, but
yep.
A lot of good times.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite, I think, well, besides that one, which I forgot about, actually, I blocked it out, the whole comment and racist thing. But it was just when we went to the UFC in Detroit, I thought that was a cool
weekend.
Yeah,
that was fun.
It was like our first time really going, like, as part of the
press
kind of thing.
We
went to Joe Rogan's comedy. We got lit up. That was a crazy night. And then we went to UFC the next day, and it was a long day.
Oh,
it was like, oh, my God.
You're there at 6 and leaving at, like, no, we got there earlier.
Like cause 4 or 5.
Even started, because we had to get the press passes and go to all the, like, the weigh-ins and
post-fight press conference. We were there till like, 2 in the morning. It was crazy.
It was trippy as balls, though.
And then doing
too.
The podcast in the car on the way back while we're driving with the camera on the dashboard. Okay? That was fun. I thought that was really fun. And, of course... We tried to shoot a shot on the highway, and then
the police come and
like,
stop.
Like, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
You can't do this. Like, why not?
Why not? He said, "This, you know how dangerous this is to be on the side of the highway."
A lot of people die right here doing what you're doing.
This spot particularly. So, yeah, that was a good time. I mean, there's been lots of moments, but I think you brought up a bunch of good ones, and it's been a ride, man. And I hope we do 100 more episodes. We seem to be doing every week now, so. We'll probably get to 200 in, like, what, a year and a half? Something like that.
We're going to branch off into something else, too.
Yeah.
Something else is going to spawn. You watch.
The point is, for me, this is still fun. I look forward to it. I can't recall any week where I've come here and I'm like, fuck, we got to do another show. Like, it's always been, like, one of those things. The thing I hate the most is doing the editing, because sometimes I'm busy and it just becomes, you know, tedious to do it.
Hassle.
But doing the show itself is really fun. It's just kind of, you know, get to shoot the shit for an hour.
Yeah.
Hang around and just talk nonsense.
Laugh. That's what's more important.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, obviously, sometimes we're respectful, sometimes we're not. So.
Sometimes we're not.
Hopefully everyone knows that it's all in good fun.
That's right.
And we understand the plight of the fighters and what they go through. And it's just part of our entertainment to you to sometimes take it to another level.
I don't ever call them pussy bitches.
No, because they're not.
That's right. I respect
they
them
maybe
all.
Maybe lay and pray, put me to sleep, bitches, but not pussies.
This is what it is. Styles make fights, Dingo. Styles make fights.
They do. That's probably it.
Yeah, it shut down. It's all good.
It's a good note to end. So, episode 100. I have to pee.
I don't. This is the first time ever.
It must be the shot.
Yeah, the shot.
Like, calm down your bowels.
which one? My balls or my balls?
Balls. So,
look at that, my balls.
I mean, anyways, thank you guys, seriously, from the bottom of my heart anyways, for 100 shows. Mm-hmm. I never thought when we started this thing that we would actually do 100 shows. I thought it was just going to be like a few shows and then it would... And if you go back and look, I urge you, please, go back and watch episode 1 and how horrible it was.
It was
and how
so
awkward
stiff.
And just weird and everything. I mean, probably not just one. Like, the first 20 were probably weird.
Well, I don't think we hit our stride until year 2.
Well,
that was a few shows ago.
Yeah, it was, you know.
But it's also, you got to get used to sitting in front of a camera. Like,
yes.
How awkward was that? Now I don't give a fuck. You're like, oh, okay, whatever.
I mean, I talk to this thing like it's somebody sitting there. And
right. I could literally beat off right in front of it. I'm not saying I'm going to, but I could. That's how comfortable I am in this scenario.
Make love to the camera?
It takes. Oh, right?
Is that your spinoff? You're going to do porn?
Yeah.
MMA porn?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Chicks in a cage.
Hey. All right. Down. Like when we're okay. Like how he thinks.
So, thanks for tuning in. That has been episode 100 of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith.
We will be back next week with another show.
101.
101.
All right. Thanks for playing.